Hey, it's Emily. I'm so excited to share with you that it's time for our next quarterly masterclass. Grab the Habit Hacking Masterclass Functional Fitness Edition for free at habithackingmasterclass.com, but only May 6th through the 19th. So let's face it, as busy modern moms, there has been so much confusion and overwhelm when it comes to exercise. Habit hacking your movement to support your body and your mind for life is how exercise can be sustainable and allow you to train for life. After this audio masterclass, you'll learn how to create habits to get more simple movement in your busy day, learn how movement can support your hormones, regulate your nervous system, address nagging pain solutions, and incorporate exercise that will make you feel strong from the inside out, all from the best of the best movement experts. I've brought together some amazing ladies to help serve you and help you train for life. Again, it's completely free, but only between May 6th and the 19th. So grab it at habithackingmasterclass.com and let's start training for life. Let's get to the show. Hey friend, welcome to Self Transformed, a podcast dedicated to transforming your health in less time and guilt-free through the power of habit hacking. I'm your host, Emily Nichols, behavior change specialist, fitness and Whole30 coach, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. Hey, I know the struggle is real when it comes to taking care of you. I too am a working mom who felt physically and emotionally drained, but lacked the time and confidence to actually make myself a priority. Creating habit strategies around my health was the key to help me finally create a consistent, healthy lifestyle that doesn't feel hard. I'm now on a mission to equip you with those same sustainable habit hacks to help transform your life from the inside out, guilt-free. Together, we will simplify your health into daily habits that don't feel like another thing on your long to-do list, but rather consistent actions that add up to a massive transformation that will stick through all seasons of your life. So if you're ready to habit hack your health and create your own self-transformation, then let's do this. Hey gang, welcome to Habit Hack Thursday, where I'm going to share a quick habit hack to help you feel your best from the inside out by getting a quick win with your own healthy habits. Today we're talking about the time of day you feel most productive. And I'm not just talking about busy stuff. I'm talking about like you're in that workflow, like feeling really good, getting things done, feeling really creative, and just feeling that big sense of accomplishment and confidence in yourself that you are capable to get things done, whether that be for work or even just cleaning your house. A lot of times when we feel like we aren't getting anything done, that can really lead to a point where we're not feeling very confident in ourselves. And I want to address that today because I know it's something I struggle with, and I'm trying to be more aware of when I am the most productive and making sure I'm scheduling those tasks that need to be done. Maybe the tasks are maybe a little bit more difficult during those times where I am most productive. Before we dig into today's show, though, I want to remind you that this upcoming Wednesday, the 17th at 12 p.m. Eastern, it's our next free mini live workshop in the Facebook community. You can join us live or watch the replay. You can actually go to the Facebook group now. It's bit.ly/self-transformed-fam and check out the guide section because I have all my previous workshops there for you. But every month we have the community vote on something you all would like me to coach on, you know, just kind of jam out together for 15 minutes or less, because I know you're busy, so you can watch it over your lunch break or catch the replay. But this month the girls in the group voted on how to kind of ease into new habits, pace yourself instead of going full throttle. And those were the actual words from some of my community members, which I love that analogy so much. So make sure you come join us. I'll share a special discount code for the next round of Self Transform You, which is happening right now, or the next level. STU, which happens on 8/29. Only take 5 girls for that one-on-one experience, or you can get self-transform you at any time and go through the program on your own. Well, not necessarily on your own. I'm still leading you through it. We're just not doing any calls together. But if you want that one-on-one time with me, make sure to sign up for STU Next Level, which begins 8/29. It's my signature program, 4 weeks of us digging deep into habit strategy around your health. So at the end of the 4 weeks, you have a solid health plan backed by habit strategy that's going to work through all seasons of your life and help you feel confident. So as we're in this confidence series right now, this is something that I'm personally using. I'm going through my own system to help me build up my own confidence. I'll be sharing more about this in the next couple of weeks on the show. I have some amazing guests coming on to talk more about other areas of confidence, but make sure you're staying tuned. Go to selftransformyou.com if you want to sign up, reserve your spot now. Also, join us for the workshop. I'll share a discount code. I always share a surprise during these workshops, y'all, so make sure you watch them. I sometimes replay them on the podcast, but I take out those special surprises because those are just for my community members, my friends, and my group. So you should come join us over there. We continue a lot of the conversations from the podcast there too. But I'll also share a new free weekly service I'll be offering. Yes, free weekly. I can't wait to tell you more about it. Something fun. So let's get into today's habit hack. So nothing makes me feel more confident than when I'm feeling like I get things done. But something that can make me feel not so confident is, you know, where the day has gone and you're like, gosh, what did I do all day? How come I don't have anything done? I feel so unproductive. So in trying to find the point of day where you are the most productive, you need to be aware that your body obviously runs on a clock, that circadian rhythm, right? So you have this internal clock and it causes mental and physical changes in your body throughout the day. It maybe even influences things like when you feel tired, hungry, even like super laser focused and productive, right? And this varies for me day by day, depending like on the days that I coach at Orange Theory. Since I teach our super early 5, 6, and 7 a.m. classes, I have to get there super early. I get up at 3:50 on those days, y'all. It's so amazing having that done early, but also I'm very tired a lot earlier throughout the day. And I've come to learn about these physical cues throughout my body and how my rhythm is on one day versus another day. And what I found really interesting when I was researching this episode, most research shows that most people are productive between the hours of 9 and 11 a.m. Just 9 and 11, that 2-hour period, that's it. 9 to 11, 2 hours. So we only have about like 2 hours of productivity each day. So that means we need to be extra careful with those 2 hours. So where do you start? Well, I'm going to share 5 tips and one huge habit hack to help you feel more productive and take advantage of that time of day. So first things first, where's all your time going? Go get my free habit inventory download. You can find all this is linked in the show notes for you, gang. You can go to bit.ly/habit inventory. Inventory where all your time is going. We use this in all my programming to then habit hack your healthy habits into your life. But this is also just a really good temperature check for you, temperature gauge, if you will, to see where all your time is going. And I don't want you to track just your time, but number two, I want you to note how you feel. Okay, how do you feel when you see all these tasks and habits that you did throughout the day? Did you notice there was a block of time where you're like, man, I just was, you know, on fire. I was laser focused. I was getting all these things done. Or do you notice there's some time of day where you're like, man, I got nothing done and I was just staring at my phone and I felt really tired, lethargic, hungry even. You know, take note of that because that will give you some cues and maybe when that most productive time of your day is. Number three, prepare for your most productive time. Eliminate those distractions. So if it's mid-morning, if it's that 9 to 11 period, turn your phone on airplane mode. Turn off all your notifications so you aren't getting social media or text or anything like that. I think you can, I don't know if you can do this on your phone where like some people can still get through or whatnot, or if they call twice, I know they can get through. I know sometimes with kids, it's like, oh, I don't want to turn mine off, which I totally get that as well. But eliminate those distractions. Eliminate those distractions so you can be laser focused. You know, something that you could get done in 2 hours when you're really productive versus if you have all those distractions that spread throughout your day, it's going to take you a lot longer to get done because you're not going to feel as productive later on. Number four, schedule those mindless, busy work tasks during your not-so-productive period. So things that you don't really have to think about, mindless things, schedule those during the time when maybe, I see I'm yawning just thinking about, when you're maybe a little sleepy. Can you tell I coached this morning? I'm going into that period where I'm getting a little tired. I'm being aware. But schedule mindless tasks during your not so productive periods. And this is not a mindless task. This takes a lot of energy recording this podcast. And lastly, number five, take breaks. Take physical cues from your body. So I'm obviously yawning right now. I might make you yawn just talking about yawning. You know, I'm gonna yawn, you guys. See, yawning is contagious. I don't care what you say, it really is. But take some breaks. So I'm getting physical cues from my body right now that I should probably go take a little rest after recording this podcast for you today. Okay? So let's talk about today's major habit hack though. So after you've followed these five tips, you've done that habit inventory, you see where your habits and your time is going, you see how you feel during these times, now you're able to pinpoint when that most productive time of day is for you and stack the most difficult tasks during that time. Things that maybe are going to take a lot of brain power, things that are going to take a lot of creativity, a lot of energy, physical or mental, emotional. Get those out of the way during your most productive time. That way you get them done. It's like the book by Brian Tracy, Eat That Frog. If you've heard of it, you know about it. It's pretty much the concept of you don't want to eat a frog. It's gross. It's icky. It's bleh. It's kind of like the thing like maybe you're avoiding. It's sometimes usually the most difficult task. Eat that frog. Get it done during your productive time. That way it's out of the way and the rest of the day you can take those cues from yourself as to when you need breaks, schedule in those mindless activities, and so forth. So you are going to definitely build some confidence for yourself, girlfriend, by going through figuring out when your most productive time is, and you are going to be on top of things and not feel like you're always, what do they say, behind the eight ball or always behind? However that saying goes, I want you to feel confident and productive, and I hope today's habit hack helped you. I hope to see you next Wednesday, the 17th, in the Facebook community. Join us now. That way you're able to check out the previous workshops we've had and come join us or watch the replay so you get that special discount for Self-Transform You and learn about the new free service I'm going to be offering every week to you. All right, gang, sending you a great big hug. Now go forth and have it hack. Talk to you next week. Hey girl, real quick before you go, if you want some free motivation texted to you every week from me to help you habit hack your health, send me your favorite emoji to 773-904-2157 and sign up for my weekly pump up text. I can't wait to catch up with you there. Hey, and if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can also find the show. Then you can even email me a screenshot of your review and I'll send you either a Starbucks gift card or give you a free habit hacking call with me live on the podcast. Love and appreciate you, friend. I'll see you next time.